one more from this grouping of poems of families and generations. It's a poem. It's a poem called "Taking the Train Home." It's in three short parts, and it has in it a piece of train data, which, if you live in that 95% of the country where trains are no longer a live phenomenon, I may have to footnote. What you'll need to know is what a roundhouse is. It's the answer to the question, compelling to a small boy, how does a train turn around? I gave myself endless headaches as a child trying to solve that problem. The boy in this poem apparently has a similar difficulty, and his grandparents in the middle section of the poem, when he's very small, take him out to see a roundhouse, a large circular building which revolves like an enormous lazy Susan. The locomotive goes in, it's turned 180 degrees, and the locomotive comes back out. Fantastic. It was magical. Still pretty good if you can find a roundhouse. In the first section of this poem, though, before we get there, the boy is, some age, adolescence maybe, seems to be. He's called home, coming home on the train because someone is ill. In the second section, he's being taken to the roundhouse by his grandparents. In the third section, he's taking the train home for the funeral of his grandfather. And the sections are reasonably short. I'll give a number for each of them. Number one, dusk grew on the window. I'd listen for the click of the seams and the rails to come at the same speed the telephone wires sagged and then shot upward to the pole. All night I slept between the rails, a boy on a stretcher. When I'd wake up outside Chillicothe, I felt like a fish. Alfalfa and cows peered in as I went by in my aquarium, my night in glass. Dawn flew against my window the same way a fly swarms by itself against the heat of a bare light bulb, like a heart attack. I'd be home soon, 7:15, all out for Cincinnati. Two, it's Sunday, and I'm only four. And my grandparents are taking me to Sharonville, to the roundhouse. Pop drives, the part and the white crest of his hair is like a compass needle. Nan sings. From the back seat, I lean between them. I can feel the soot, the cinders like black popcorn under my feet. The roundhouse ceiling is charred by sparks, and grime smears its highest windows. Coal cars smolder on sidings while the engine turns away from its arrival. I was going to live in a roundhouse when I grew up, a lighthouse. Every morning the moon would steam in over the sea and turn around. The table would be set for breakfast before I went to bed, my little tower of pills beside the juice glass. My hair would be white, like Pop's, and by its light, the ships, long pods of sleep and fuel oil, coffee beans, brooms with real straw. By the light of my hair, ships would sleep into port and germinate. Three, in my dream I'm only four again. Bob is alive. He walks slowly, emphysema. I've eaten something metallic, something I don't understand. I circle away from him to vomit among roadside weeds. I force it up. It's like gruel with roofing nails for lumps. I love this dying man. I look up and he bobs over a wave in the road. He's swimming out to sea. I begin following, but my legs are too short. Death is my father. This is my body, which will fall apart. I'm sleeping on the ocean. I'm asleep on a train. Outside Red Lion, Ohio. I don't know. I can't tell. But it seems to me that if I could watch my body sleep, it would glow, growing its antibodies to eternal life, growing the lives we give away when we wake.